Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, it's the Christmas show. This is the one you want to listen to if you got a griller on your list, because we're going to go top to bottom, left to right on all the cool things that you can get the griller in your family. Even if it's that brother-in-law you don't like, you might want to get him a thermometer that doesn't work so he has to go back out and check it manually all the time.
All right, welcome. Thanks, Joplin. Thanks for taking time this Saturday to listen to ridiculous things like that. Nobody has brother-in-laws they don't like, for
right.
crying out loud.
Right.
But yeah, thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves, heard to you around the country on 15 different stations so far. We'll try and bump it up to 16 by next year.
Right. Yeah, right. I think we got opportunities, too. That's the cool part.
So it's all about Christmas gifts for the griller. And I think that's just fun stuff to buy for most guys.
Sure.
And maybe some gals out there. I don't know. It's because you're dreaming of what you want for yourself when you're buying it. You know, you have that money budgeted, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you get to spend it. You don't have to feel guilty about buying yourself something.
Right.
But you get to buy something you always wanted. The trouble is then you got to give it to somebody.
Yeah. And he shall remain nameless, and it's not you. That I bought a gift for a griller, was out at, and if he's listening, he's going to figure this out who he is. But I was over at a party a couple weekends ago, and, you know, this time of year it gets dark at like 5:30, right?
Yeah.
So he's out grilling on his Weber kettle, charcoal. Mm. So you got the orange glow, but that's it. It was dark out there, and his grill is back by his hot tub and kind of around the corner, no ambient light from anywhere. And he's standing there, and you got the orange glow, and he's grilling steaks, right? And yeah, well, he was trying, and he's actually a trained chef, so he knows what he's doing. But
I know where you were at.
He's going by feel, right? And we got him onto the table at the end, and I'm going to tell you that they were almost still wagging their tail. The outsides were done, but the inside was cold and red, you know. And you're at a guy's house, and I don't know. I'm always a little self-conscious about being critical about anything that comes off anybody else's grill,
right?
Because they're always worried that the grilling guy's here anyway. Not that I'm all that in a bag of chips, but you know what I mean. So I got him a grill light, right? And it's a nice one that clamps on. It's got an articulating arm that'll
clamps
bend
on
anywhere.
The handle.
What?
The clamp on the handle.
Yeah, and it articulates anyway. And the little puck light on there has a magnet on the back, so it'll come out of the holder. So you can stick it on something. If you want. It was pretty cool. It was like $39 on Amazon, right? But it was like, I would like one of those, but I just watched a guy who really knows how to cook, that he undercooked the steaks that he brought to the table, and we all ate them, right? But, you know, 3 more minutes would have been wonderful, and as opposed to just lukewarm.
Or you can go down to Menards and buy this thing called an LED porch light, and you can just mount that on your wall.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's really what you want to do.
Right.
But that's a good solution if you're not into running circuits.
Well, it's on the back of his garage. And, you know, this was the next time you do this, you got something that'll work, not let's call an electrician and run wires and circuits. Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, if you really loved him, that's what you would do.
Right. Yeah. Let me come over and remodel your garage a minute.
Would you?
Yeah.
There's another cool solution that's kind of pricey as well, but they have these patio umbrellas with LED lighting under them.
Oh, yeah, you got a pop-up
tent
with one of those.
My canopy has
that,
but they have umbrellas like that, and I've always said that having an umbrella by your grill is a great alternative for a lot of reasons, but if it's snowing or raining really hard, it sure is nice to not have all that rain go in your beer as you're standing there
grilling.
That's
right, yeah. I can get wet, but I don't want my food or my beer to get diluted,
right? No, that's right.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it also, you know, if you keep it up, if it's sturdy enough, and if you can anchor it properly. You can just keep it up all winter and keep the snow off your grill. It saves you a little bit.
Right. Yep.
Anyway.
And you know, wind is another thing that always, and we've talked about that many times, but this time of year when you're grilling, you get a cold wind blowing across your grill. You're going to get slow cooking. And I've got a smoke to do. We'll talk about that later, but that big old iron smoker that I use, if I don't put a tent around that thing,
right.
It takes twice as long to smoke anything.
Well, in your back deck, you can't really put much on your back deck because that's straight north.
Right.
That's going to be like the worst place in the winter.
Exactly. Exactly.
And not to mention your funky patio door.
Right.
I know somebody sells those. You could probably get you a deal on
them. Yeah, right. Standard Lumber, Standard Kitchens, huh? Right? Yeah. Might be able to find a door there.
So daughter Maggie gave birth to our third grandchild. Little Genevieve came into this world.
Right.
And she's now absorbing all the oxygen in West Michigan. So
right.
If you feel short of breath, it'll come. Just be patient.
Right. She's getting lots of attention and love, too, I'm sure.
Well, it's always wonderful when a family member, especially if it's one of your kids or any of your close family, have a new child. I mean, it right around Christmas, it makes it even better. So we get to go over and hold her and then leave.
Right. Yeah, if she has a messy diaper or something, it's like, here's your baby back.
I have,
right?
And I did that because I have the honors of holding her while she took her first dump.
Oh. Well, and you know what? You bring out the best in everybody, Bob.
I think I scared her. No, you know, newborn babies.
Scared the out of her,
yes,
right? Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Newborns, that's kind of a big moment because they're always waiting the first couple of days to make sure
all the
everything's
pipes are
working right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had gotten to be 2 or 3 days, and Maggie's kind of worried, and so I picked her up and held her, and I'm just feeling this hydraulic action in that little diaper, and I said, I think you've got what you wanted.
Right, yeah.
Here, you can have her back.
Right, yeah.
I don't do that part.
Oh, okay. Anymore.
Yeah, I did have...
Geez, you know, I thought you were Buddy, and if I got to that state where I had to wear diapers, I thought you were going to be the dude, man. Yeah, I can't count on you for that.
No, no. As far as grilling this week, I did a little Thai grilling. I got
your Christmas Thai?
A Thai recipe, and I just deboned some chicken thighs, and put a little Thai to it.
So a Thai.
And I didn't go with the pad Thai noodles or anything like that because I'm trying to eat low carb stuff. So I used wild rice.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. I could not suck it down fast.
So did you buy a pre-made Thai spice or did you whip something up yourself?
No, this time I just kind of looked it up and sounded about right. And I have a pretty huge selection of stuff, so it wasn't hard.
Yeah, one of those things off the internet.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, amazing place.
Al Gore's internet.
Yeah. Yeah, Al Gore. But Bob, we need to talk about some gifts. But before we get into the specific gifts, you know, our friends at Al and Bob Sports have a huge selection of stuff for the griller and the sportsman, obviously more, but they've got some stuff down there. Garrett's Appliance, we'll touch on that a little bit because they've got big boy toys there. They've got a huge selection of grills, and they got all the accessories, spices, and things that go with that as well. I'm thinking of our friends at Sobey Meats, where there's nothing better than a gift certificate.
You could do a gift card, yeah.
Right, from Sobey's, or you could go over there. The guy's got a pretty cool T-shirt selection.
I was going to say, sense of humor is beyond normal.
And those make great little stocking stuffers. You go over there, and he's got he's got stuff that's on the edge, right? I mean, it's
not
dirty,
saying
but
I
it's
got
on the
you,
edge.
I'm not saying I got you the official sausage inspector shirt,
right?
But it could happen.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, you always got to have a side gig, right? But anyway, coming up next, we have Shasta from Old World Olive Company here in the studio with us. And you're not going to want to miss this because every time we do this around Christmas, there's a world of flavor in her store. And we try to bring a little bit of that to you this time of year because when you're getting together with the holidays, you want to do something a little special, right? So coming up next, Shasta will be joining us and we'll be talking about designer grilling gifts. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.